Our sermon topic today is called Who We Are in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Who We Are in Christ.
Amen.
This sermon, particularly tough for me. I had been studying this sermon for a couple of weeks, and just the other day, I heard another sermon. I was so moved by it that I felt like God was calling me to change the sermon. So the last 2 days, I've been studying other material and studying, and then just now, about 5 minutes ago, I changed back to what I had been studying for those 3 or 4 weeks, and you know, but regardless of what God gives me to say, it's His word coming through me. Amen,
amen.
Amen. It's all Him. But what I want to talk about today is who we are in Christ. You see, this section of the Bible, we talk about a city called Ephesus. Okay. This city was marked with, let's say, rampant sin, unlike the city of Houston, okay? This city, back in the day, the people, some of the people worshipped a god called Artemis. Mm-hmm. And people would come in from all around, and they would come in and do a pilgrimage to this god, this false god, okay? And so this city was a big city. It was really big because it sat on a port, if you will. It was an economic power and it was a trade power. So it was a big city, kind of like Houston is a big city. And it had a lot of influence of the culture of the people, not just the people, but the other cities around. Ephesus was a big city. And when Paul came into this city, he had come in there before, and he came back into this city, and he saw the people doing things that's not what he told them to do. That's not who he had taught them to be. They were worshiping all kind of things and all kind of false deities, and they were doing all kind of things. So these people pretty much, they just forgot what Paul had taught them. They forgot about Jesus Christ. They put Jesus Christ in the back seat, if you will. Amen. And they were so busy doing the things that they had to do, that they wanted to do, that they just forgot. You see, Satan wants us, he wants us to forget about Jesus Christ. He wants us to get so busy doing other things, we just forget about who Jesus is. Amen. We're so busy at work, and we're so busy at play, and we're so busy doing all these other things that we just forget about who Jesus Christ is. But Paul came there to remind them, to remind the people, hey, wait a minute, this is Jesus Christ. Amen. He came there to remind them, this is what you need to be doing. You need to be learning about Jesus Christ. You need to be following Christ, because only through Christ do we have the victory. Amen. None of these other false gods, these false gods, amen? We don't have the victory through them. We have the victory only through Christ. You see, one thing that I love about Pastor Pickens is Pastor Pickens is going to teach Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's it, period. He's going to teach Jesus Christ. See, we go to churches sometimes, me and Sister Tyra, we visit other churches. We go here and there, and sometimes you hear all kind of stuff. But if they ain't teaching Jesus Christ, if they ain't teaching Christ crucified, if they're not teaching Jesus Christ resurrection, hung, bled, and died, then it won't be long before we start getting up out of there. Amen? We're just going to leave that. And that's what we need to do. We need to leave a place. You know, we go there and just see, you know, maybe visit some friends or some family. But if they ain't talking about Jesus Christ, if they're not talking about the way, if they're not talking about the truth, if they're not talking about Jesus, they ain't talking about nothing. Amen? Ain't talking about a thing. And that's what we need to do. We need to focus on Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So Paul writes here, he says in verse 1, he says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. You see, just take a look at that. You see, Paul, he calls himself an apostle. Amen.
Yeah.
You see, you got many people today, they're calling themselves this name and they're calling themselves that name and this title and everything. Paul says, I'm an apostle, but he didn't just make himself an apostle. Amen?
Oh, yeah,
amen?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He didn't get the apostleship from the apostle body. God made him an apostle. You see, it says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus. By who? By the will of God. Amen? Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God. You see, he did not make himself an apostle. So many times, we try to make ourselves something. You know what I mean? We try to make ourselves this name and this and that name and this title. You see, but unfortunately, when we make ourselves something, when we do something of our own heart, when we do something from our own will, when the testing comes along, amen, amen. When the testing comes along, we fail, amen. Why? Why do we fail? Because we put our own self up there and not God, amen. We put our own self on this pedestal, amen. And we didn't belong on that pedestal, amen. But see, if God puts you on that pedestal, if God puts you in this place, if God calls you there, then when the times come, when the hard times come, you're going to stay, amen?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You might get knocked down, but you're going to get back up. When the hard times come, and they're going to come for all of us, amen? When the hard times come, if you put yourself there, hard times come, more than likely you're going to give up. You're going to go away. You're going to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe this wasn't for me.
Yeah. You know,
maybe I made the wrong decision.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have put myself on this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But when God puts you there, when God puts you there, amen, you can stay there. Amen. Amen. Let's go down to verse 3. I want to comment on this right here. It says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God to the saints. That word saints. There's somebody in here that mentions, says the word saints a lot. And I want to thank him for that. I always remember that. I always hear it every time he says that. That's that Deacon Price back there.
Amen.
Always. Every time he said, good morning, saints. He always calls us saints. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to mention that. You know, a saint is what? A saint is a believer in Christ. Amen. A saint is a person who has accepted Christ. He's a saint. You know, but the Catholic Church, amen, they have these saints that they call saints. And in the Catholic Church, a saint is someone who supposedly does a miracle. Amen. And after the person does a miracle, he dies, and then they go back some years later, some 5+ years later, they go back and look at his life. A body of people go back and look at his life, and they determine and they vote to see if they can call him a saint or not. That's not the way it is. That's not in the Bible. Amen. We are saints because of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are saints because we believe in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Deacon Price. We are saints because we believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We'll go down to verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. You see, we forget who we are. But you see, Paul says here, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing,
yes,
in the heavenly places. I didn't say he has blessed us with some spiritual blessing, right? I didn't say he blessed us with maybe this spiritual blessing over here, but not that spiritual blessing over there. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing, amen. Every spiritual blessing, amen. In the heavenly places, every spiritual blessing, amen. See, there's different kind of blessings out there. There's a spiritual blessing, and then there's a physical blessing, amen. There's a spiritual blessing, and there's a physical blessing, amen. Let me give you an example of one here. Let's see, a spiritual blessing would be, let's go down to verse 5. It said, he predestined us to adoptions as sons through Jesus Christ in himself. That's a spiritual blessing. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ. You're predestined. That's a spiritual blessing. Amen?
Yeah.
Let me give you another spiritual blessing. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespass according to the riches of his grace. Yeah. Those are spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings come because what? Because we've accepted Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
We've accepted Jesus Christ. See, many of us, we don't realize that God can bless us spiritually.
Yeah.
He can bless us physically.
Yeah.
He can do both. Amen.
It's
according to his will. But what would you rather have? Would you rather have a spiritual blessing or would you rather have a physical blessing? But I say, if God gives you a physical blessing, let's say your leg is broken.
Yeah.
Or let's say there's something wrong with your heart. God heals your heart. God gives you a physical blessing. Amen.
Yeah.
That physical blessing is going to have what? It's going to have spiritual consequences. Amen.
Yeah.
It's going to have spiritual repercussions. Amen.
Yeah.
It's going to make you call on God.
Yeah.
Amen. You're going to thank God for that physical blessing as well as for that spiritual blessing. Amen.
Yeah.
Another spiritual blessing. Let me just comment on this just a little bit more. He gave us spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, amen,
yeah.
In the heavenly places, amen. He has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him. You see, I always get puzzled when somebody doesn't know who they are in Christ, amen,
right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see someone who's hurting, someone who's scared, someone who's troubled, someone who does not know who they are in Christ. Amen? See, Satan wants us not to know who we are in Christ.
Yes.
Satan wants us so confused by the world. He wants us so... Pastor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wants us so mixed up in our thinking.
Yeah.
He wants us so confused. He wants us not to call on Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
See, amen. He wants to fool us. He wants to make us think that we're nothing and that we're nobodies. Amen. He wants us to think that we're not going to go anywhere. Amen. He wants us to think that. But see, if we look at this spiritual blessing here, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him. He has chosen us before the foundation of the world. You see, if you knew that God had chosen you, if you know that God chose you, amen, then when those times come, you're going to be able to hold your head up, amen? You're going to be able to call on Christ. You know, you're not going to be down in the dumps with your head on the floor, amen, because you know that Christ called you, amen? You know that Christ knew you before the foundation of the world. You won't be caught up, amen? Verse 5, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ. He predestined us to adoption. You know, when you adopt a person, back in the day when a person got adopted, all ties to their previous family, their previous belongings, all of that was cut off. Amen? And when you were adopted, everything that this new family had, not just their name, but all their possessions, everything that they had now belonged to you. From now on, you belong to this new family.
Yeah.
All the blessings and everything in this new family belongs to you. Everything belongs to you. That family from old that you were adopted from is gone. Amen? You no longer have ties to that. You see, and that's what we have in Jesus Christ. We are adopted into his family. Amen.
Yeah.
We are adopted into his fellowship. Amen.
Yeah.
All those ties that we have back then are gone. If we believe in Jesus Christ, if we accept Jesus Christ, they're all gone. There's no need to be turning around. There's no need to be looking backward and stuck behind and looking, oh, I wish I was back there. I wish I had this person. I wish I could do these things that I did back there. But Christ calls us to adoption in his family and all the spiritual things, all the blessings in Christ, guess what? Are yours now. Amen? They belong to you now. You're part of all these blessings now because Christ has called you into his family. Amen? They all belong to you. You have been adopted. Amen? As sons through Jesus Christ to himself according to his kind intention of his will. He did this because he loved you. He did this because he loved you. I want to talk about what Christ did on the cross real quick before I close. I want to talk about what Christ did on the cross. What Christ did on the cross is nothing short of a miracle. You see, Satan thought that he had won. Amen? Satan thought that he had won the battle. But when Christ got on that cross and Christ's blood was shed, when he shed his blood, it meant forgiveness for all of us. Amen? If we believe, amen, if we believe in the story of Jesus Christ, if we believe what Christ did on the cross, if we believe and confess Romans 10:9, if we believe and confess, then we are saved. Christ did nothing short of a miracle by going on that cross. And when Christ went on that cross, amen, he had you and I in mind. Amen? You see, when we think about what Christ did for us, we got to take it personally. Amen? We got to look at his word and we got to take it personally. Just like, okay, he's saying this to me. It's to me. Yeah. You know, it's really to me. So when you look at his word, try to take it personally. Try to put it in here. It's to me. You know, when he was on that cross, he was thinking about me. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When the nails were going in his hands, the nails were going in there for me. Amen?
Yeah, yeah,
amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you got to take it personally. You know what I mean? You got to feel something because of what he did. You know, if you can feel it, you know what I mean? I remember one time a young lady, I forget what church I was in, a young lady was reading when Christ was on the cross. Young lady just bust out crying. I mean, she really felt it down deep in her heart. Amen? What Christ did on the cross. And when Christ arose, You could see the tears wipe away from her face, and you could see she was very, very happy. You got to feel it. You got to feel it. This is the things that Christ has done for us. You see, Paul came here to tell us, he came here to remind us of some of the things that perhaps we forgot, or perhaps we just was not aware of. We were not aware of all these spiritual gifts. Well, let's go down to verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. Verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespass according to the riches of his grace. We have forgiveness through his blood. We have forgiveness through his blood. Amen. You see, it's Christ's blood, amen, it's Christ's blood that cleanses us from our sins. Amen. It's Christ's blood, amen, y'all pray for me this morning, amen, amen. Amen. It's his blood, amen, and when his blood was shed, amen, his hurt, his pain was a gift for us. Amen. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the way we have to look at it. Yeah. His blood. Amen. You see, when we had our, y'all forgive me this morning. When we had our communion this morning, it was all about the broken body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And that blood symbolized his broken body. Amen. You see, back in the day, when God gave us a way to atone for sin, He told us, he said, take this animal, take this bull, take this ram. When you sin, I want you to take this. I want you to sacrifice it. I want you to put his blood on the altar. Amen.
Yeah.
See, because only the blood can atone for our sins.
Yeah.
Why? Why the blood? Amen. Because blood represents life. Amen. The blood represents life.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And God hates sin so much. He hates sin so much that something has to pay for that sin.
Yeah.
And so what is the most precious thing? The most precious thing that a person has. What's the most precious thing that a person has? It's the life. Amen. And so when you take the blood from an animal, you're taking literally his life. Because without the blood, that animal has no life. Amen.
Yeah.
And so God, back in the day, said that when you sin, you take an animal, a dove, a ram, without spot or blemish. You take this animal and you sacrifice it. Amen. Put the blood on the altar and I will forgive your sins. But as we know, that was just temporary. Amen. That was a temporary forgiveness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so that's why the blood of Jesus is so awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Because what better blood than the blood of God himself? Amen.
Yeah.
What better blood than the blood of him who came from eternity?
Yeah.
What better blood of the blood from him who sits at the right hand? What better blood, okay, than the blood of God himself? What better blood?
Yeah.
You see, when they put blood on the altar from the goats and the rams and the dove, that blood only lasted about that long. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
But the blood of God, amen, the blood of God lasts forever.
Yeah.
You say, why? Why? Why does the blood of God carry us now, tomorrow, next year, 1,000 years from now? Not just us, but everybody who calls on the name of Jesus. Everybody who calls on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Not just now, but forever. Everybody who calls on the name of Jesus is covered by that blood. Why? Why? Because that blood came from perfection. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
The blood from goats and lambs, that blood does what? It comes on the altar and eventually it what? Dies. Amen. But the blood of Christ lives on.
Yeah.
That blood of Christ still lives on.
Yeah.
The blood will never, like the song said, the blood will never lose its power.
Yeah.
Will never lose its power. Amen. You can call on that blood. You can believe in that blood. It will never lose its power. Amen? You can believe in that. Amen? Amen? And Father, we just come before you, Father, right now. We just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, Father. We thank you, Lord, for dying on that cross, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Paul, what he wrote, Father, and just kind of waking us up this morning, Father, just showing us, Father, all the things that Christ did, Father. All the things that Christ did, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father. For his sake, we said amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, We are the branch, but he is the vine.